Welcome. You are now listening to the Anything Goes podcast with your hosts, Greg and Alex.
Yo, Johnny Knoxville, what are these people listening to?
Anything Goes?
This is Mecca, and you're listening to the Anything Goes podcast. We're talking about that now.
One, two, one, two, three, five. Wah! 14. I'm a 2 month baby.
2 months?
2 year?
What?
I don't know. I'm a baby. What's going on?
Not much. That was the most nerve-wracking intro.
You say that every week.
No. That was the most nerve-wracking intro. Those are their two favorite songs in the moment.
Yeah. So we're doing a requested by you.
Yes.
Toddler episode.
Yeah. We needed something kind of to do this week. And I was like, well, why don't we do another toddler episode? Because yeah. We did a twin episode a while back.
Right.
So like, let's fill the people in on what craziness goes on with our children.
Okay. And I'm going to let you lead this episode.
Oh.
Although I have three stories I want to tell.
Okay.
So I guess I could kind of spread them out throughout the episode.
All right.
And I could do one and another one. But up until then, I'm going to kind of let you lead it. And you just let me know when you want me to...
No, just talk.
Fill in a story. No, when you want me to fill in
Go.
One of the stories.
No, I'm kidding.
I could do it whenever. So I have three of them.
Okay.
So you keep that in mind.
All right. Well, what are the stories about?
About... Obviously. Me and them and
yeah.
Just three different situations that went down with having kids.
Okay. So to fill anyone in who hasn't heard any time we've mentioned it in the past, me, because I probably mention every episode that
you
we
do.
Have kids. I know.
You definitely
I can't help
do.
It. It's literally what I do every day. We have twin, almost three-year-old girls.
Yeah.
They're the coolest, but they're the craziest. They're toddlers. Like, it's literally, if you have one, if you know one, if you've heard of this creature, a toddler, they're nuts. We have two. And it's what I do. I stay at home with them. So it's literally my job to just make sure they don't die and that they're somewhat educated during the day.
Right.
Which, as of right now, kind of. Bluey is educational in a different way. But Bluey has been full force for the past, 3 weeks?
Yeah,
they discovered
it's,
it.
It's their new obsession.
Yeah, they discovered it 3 weeks ago, and it's been nonstop. And it's safe to say that the Easter Bunny's bringing them a whole bunch of Bluey figures.
There you go.
Yeah.
And like you said, we did a twin baby episode.
Yes.
And then we did a Disney episode with...
Yeah, toddlers and Disney.
Yeah. And we're bringing them back to Disney, so
we
will do a follow-up episode on that.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, we'll just kind of talk about what it's like. And actually, Arturo asked for this a while back. He said he wanted an updated episode. So
he gets it.
Yeah.
He's his kids, I think, are a little older.
They are, yeah.
But he gets it. He's been there.
Yeah, he's got two kids himself.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not twins. They're spread out age-wise.
Right,
but they're still kind of close.
Yeah, and it's still the same. You still, I feel like twin parents, singleton parents... Parents with kids with different ages, it's all difficult in its own way, but it's all amazing in its own way.
Yeah, and I never heard that phrase before. And
what?
It's kind of annoying. What? Singleton.
Oh, if you have a single kid.
Yeah, just okay. Single.
Okay, sorry that's what
was this George Washington?
That's what they use. That's what people use.
Okay, George Washington.
Well, okay, sorry. But that's what people use. That's what, I don't know, moms say. I don't know.
All right. Anyway.
Weirdo.
Okay.
Sorry for the person who didn't know that chick flick was a saying.
Yeah, sorry rom-com. For the person who doesn't even, you can't name three rom-com movies that are your favorite.
Oh, no, I can. I can't name 10.
I have
15. Because I don't like 10 rom-com movies.
I have 15.
Because I'm, never mind. Can we just continue with this episode?
Proceed.
Yes. Okay. So we have twin, almost three-year-olds.
All right. Can I tell a story now?
Yeah, go.
But it's not about them. It's about you.
Ugh, go.
And why I dislike you.
Shut up.
99.
You wouldn't survive.
0.99.
You wouldn't survive 99.9 of your life without me.
9.
Go.
No, you don't even know what I'm about to say next.
9. Come on.
Nine. You don't know what I'm going to say
yes,
next.
Yes, I do.
99.9999% of the time.
Okay.
Booyaka.
What's your story?
No, that's Ali G. That's the Ali G episode.
I know.
Yeah.
You made me watch the entire series.
It's so good.
It is good.
So I can't wait to watch it with the girls.
Andrea, you got a long time until you can watch that with them.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, you don't have a story?
I have three stories.
So tell one.
All right, you want me to tell one?
Go.
Okay. So should I tell? Okay.
Just
should
tell
I tell from the most recent or save the most recent? You know what I'm saying? Like there's three in order. No, you have to answer that question. It's like the furthest story away.
The furthest.
The furthest.
Sure.
Okay. So Sesame Place.
Okay.
And this is being a dad.
Oh, I know what this is. I actually knew this was going to be one of the stories.
Yeah.
I don't know if you should be saying this.
It's okay. I'll say it. It's for the podcast. So, Sesame Place.
Oh, this is actually a topic I wanted to talk about, though. So,
they're redoing it now. They're like under construction and stuff. So, but they had a little playground area for toddlers. It was really, really, really small.
Yeah. It was literally a tunnel.
Yeah.
Like one tunnel and then like a little hill for the kids to climb on.
Yes. And it was like, would you say the front of the park? The back of the park?
Well, it's,
I don't really know how you would explain.
If you're walking in from the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's like one of the first things you see, but not when you enter the park.
But I think it's gone now because that's where like the new store is.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the girls were like, how old were they at this point? Like a year and a half?
They were young. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
I'd say it wasn't last summer. It was 2 summers ago. So,
so maybe a year old. Yeah. And at that point, they couldn't really do anything in Sesame Place besides the shows and meet characters and even the carousel, but we had to kind of like hold them.
I don't know if we did the carousel.
Yeah, I don't even think we did. They were too small. So we're there, and the girls are kind of just crawling around and crawling through this tunnel, and it was like the best thing in the world for them because all they were able to do at this time.
And there were other kids, too, that were being, you know, good kids.
And then there was one kid. He was what, maybe 6 years old, you would say?
Yeah.
And the girls are trying to climb through, and all the kids at that,
along with all the kids too.
Are trying to climb through. And this kid is sitting in the tunnel with his arms folded and his legs out, saying, nobody is crawling through this tunnel.
Nobody's coming through.
Yeah, nobody's coming through. And I'm kind of watching this, and then our girls go, and he's like, nope, nobody's coming
and
through.
And that was it.
I said, oh, really? Girls, move to the side a little bit. Alex, hold my phone. So I roll up my sleeves.
You didn't have, come on. You had a white t-shirt on.
So
let's get real.
I got down on all fours, elbows out, and I crawled my way through this tunnel.
Yeah, that's it. He crawled his way through and the kid moved.
Yeah.
I just want to point out also that his parents did not care.
My parents.
Oh.
The kid in the tunnel's parents.
Yeah. The 6-year-old's child.
My parents would have very much cared that I climbed through this tunnel.
No, your mom would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
She would have been like, stop being a brat kid.
Yeah.
Get out.
So this kid was not, he said, nobody's climbing through this tunnel.
It.
And I said,
those are fighting words though.
I said, bet. And I climbed through that tunnel,
and that was
right?
It. That kid was gone.
Yeah.
He was done.
And all the other kids followed me.
And they were cheering.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yes.
It was funny.
Yes.
But it's, okay. So this was one of the things I want to talk about.
So that was one of my stories.
Yeah. Is that, well, this was like, this is a weird first topic to get on, but I guess this is just being a parent. I never realized like, how different kids are until I went to the playground with Mike, or I should say how different parents are. Although I know because everyone has their own opinions of everything. Anything you do, it's, oh, you should do it this way. But when you go to the playground, there's certain kids who, you know, they're share and they'll be careful if they see, like, our girls are smaller.
Yeah, they'll be considerate. Yes.
Exactly. Yes. Then there's other kids who are just reckless. And listen, I know kids are going to get excited. I'm not saying the kids who are running and I'm not going to yell at them or even climbing up the slide doesn't bother me. As long as they get out of the way when my kid's coming down because they're going to take you out.
Right.
So don't cry when you get taken out. You know, you have to know that's a consequence of doing it. I don't care about that. I'm talking about the kid that is deliberately being a brat and, like, pushing kids and, like, just being a brat. That's it. And it's funny because every time it happens, I look at the parent and what are they doing? And I'm not, I mean, they're just sitting there on their phone, not even paying attention. So I say, okay, you don't want to discipline your kid? I'm going to discipline your kid.
Amen.
And I would never, like, yell at a kid, but I definitely am like, yo, you need to chill out. Mm-hmm. You're going to hurt someone. Where's your parent?
Right.
But it's just crazy. It's something that I never thought I would do. And now that it's funny, like, the way we would think before we had kids. And then when you actually have the kids, you look back, you're like, what an idiot I was.
Yeah. You know?
But stuff like that, like, yo, don't mess with my kids. Like,
right.
I go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know. But I have not gotten into with a parent yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, but
I'm sure that day comes for everyone.
Yeah, just because it's like I said, kids will be kids. I will never get mad at a kid for being excited and stuff like that. It's when a kid's being like a straight up little brat. I'll just say with that word. But yeah.
Okay, and so the girls are starting school in September.
Oh, please stop. Okay, so I've been having a serious. I don't know if this happens to everybody. I've been having like a serious crisis with this.
I'm sure it happens to everybody.
Yeah. No, I know.
Yeah.
But
when the kids are starting school for the first time.
But like some kids go to daycare, so I feel like it's not
as... Yeah, that's true.
You know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's hard because, like I said earlier in the episode, I am with them 24/7. It doesn't... My clock doesn't stop. It just, you know, I'm with them all the time and I love it. I actually do. I'm not one of those... I'll complain. I'll vent about things, but I love it. Like, they're good kids and they're fun and I get to just play all day and, I mean, cook and wash and clean and all that stuff,
I've never heard you complain.
Yeah, okay.
Not once.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. No, it's not complaining, it's venting. There's a difference.
Okay.
I appreciate what I have.
Okay.
So it's going to be hard, but, like, nice at the same time. It's going to be nice to have time where I can come home and actually clean and get things done. It's also going to be nice in, like, a year or so to be able to go back to work and make money. But it's going to be so hard. The first month, I feel like it's going to be very hard for me. The first day, I'm going to, oh my God. But yeah, it's going to be tough to see them with their little backpacks walking to school.
Yep, they sure are. Yeah.
I'd like to know how long it usually takes people, like parents, to be like, okay, I'm used to it now.
Yeah, to be like, right.
Can you put my mind at ease? Because I've been having like serious, and we literally have how long?
Yeah, that's a good question though. How long is it until you feel like, okay, that the kids are...
Off
to school.
Right.
And that, yeah. So, I don't know. Interesting. That's an interesting question.
Right.
That's an interesting question. I'm curious.
I know, me too. Like,
yeah. And I'm sure it's different for everyone, obviously.
I'm sure it depends on the kid. Like, do they feel comfortable? Do they, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
I'm, like, excited for it, too, because then they're going to come back. Like, I made a friend, or look what mm-hmm. I learned and created, or whatever, all that stuff.
But I think, obviously, we've said it. It helps that they have each other to start school. Yes. And, yeah. All that. Yeah. So
that's another thing too we say a lot. We're like, well, I can't imagine, like, we're so accustomed now, especially 3 years to having twins, that we're always like, wow, it's crazy to think, like, people, like, we're so used to twins that we can't imagine it not being two of the same age at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
like we can't imagine it because they're best friends. Like, they really are. This is another thing I want to talk about. They are best friend and worst enemies all at the same time.
Hmm. Sometimes kind of reminds me like someone I know.
Yeah, no, they're inseparable. If you ask them, what's your sister? Oh, it's my best friend. That's literally what they say.
And then they fight and
brawl.
Yeah.
Like right now I'm looking. How many toys would you say in front of us right now?
100.
Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy. Maybe more.
More. 100. Yeah.
We have...
bins of...
Yeah. There's people out there who've seen pictures of our living room.
More than 100.
And this is just one room in the house. One of the girls will come out, pick up the one toy, which we have, a lot of them, we have doubles. Not all, because that's annoying. But a lot. They'll come and pick up one, And no, of course, the other kid wants that one. And I know that happens with all kids. I know it's just twins.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's one thing where it's like, oh my God, like here, look, here's the identical one of this. No, I want that one.
And one of the hardest things to do also is decide which one to take out of the bath first.
I try to flip-flop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they take baths together and...
Man.
It's... Oh, but one of them's way easier with things. Like,
yeah.
Like, she'll be like, okay, because she... It's funny. I think about them when they're in school. One is going to be like you and be the class clown and just be, oh, she's great. She talks a lot. And then the other one's going to be the one who needs, who wants straight A's and wants like to be the good girl, you know, and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
there
was something I screenshot earlier and this kind of explains them. Toddlers are cool because one minute they're kissing your cheeks and smushing your face lovingly. And the next, they just slap you across the face and back to reality to keep you humble. And it's so true. Because okay. They'll be like the most loving creatures in the world. And then out of nowhere, they just literally smack you in the face. One of our girls do it all the time. Like, she'll just, I don't know if I'm saying you can't do this. Don't be mean to your sister or something. And she'll literally just slap me in the face.
I'm curious to see what 3 years old is like. Now, I'd say this, hey, terrible twos, but two wasn't actually that bad.
Two was great.
Yeah, it really wasn't bad. So I know.
Well, you know, for us. After one, no, once they hit two, their sleep got better. Yeah. Not that it's great. It is much better. Like, I'll take this over what it used to be. But I think that helps, too.
And they're also obviously not independent, but more
they
independent.
Are. Oh, they definitely are.
In a lot of things. Yes. So, you know, they're obviously still dependent on many things.
Well, yeah. But when it comes to playing, like, they'll play. Mm-hmm. They'll play by themselves. They'll play together. They can eat. Like, I can give them their food while they watch TV and they can eat for the most part without making a mess.
Although, and I'm sure like every 2-year-old kid, they love climbing up and down steps.
Oh my God. Oh my gosh. The thing is, in our house, we have, we live in a ranch. So we have one floor and then we have our basement.
I wish I lived on the ranch.
Yeah. Good show.
With Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Just me and him.
Of course you do.
Nobody else.
You're so weird. But we have a basement, but we have a door, you know, that locks to the basement. So our steps aren't visible. And I feel like if they grew up in a house where we had an upstairs where the stairs were visible, they wouldn't care because they see it all the time.
Yes, they'd be accustomed to it.
But whenever we go anywhere with stairs, they want to do stairs, stairs, climb, up, down, stairs. I'm like, oh my gosh, like, it's why?
But even when we're outside and is a step.
One step. Like, yeah. Up and down, up and down.
House, it's like.
I always say it all the time though. I'm like, yo, imagine just like doing box jumps, like, 300 in a row.
That is what they do.
Literally. Yeah. Up and down in a squat. It's crazy. It's crazy like the endurance that kids have.
It's funny.
The first time ever, one of our girls, I forgot where we were. I think we were in like the mall and they're running and she stops. She goes, oh, my legs hurt. I was like, oh yeah, it's finally catching up to you.
Uh-huh.
It was funny because the way she just was like, oh, and I was like, wait, is it me that she's like copying? Because I probably have said that before. But it's just, and it's crazy that the form they have with everything. But they were like deep squats. Oh my gosh. Like, when do we lose that?
It's funny.
Yeah.
And we open up the show with Bluey because they love that.
Oh, I could have a whole episode on Bluey. Don't get me started. I am Bluey obsessed.
And then the second song was Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh yeah, we didn't explain any of this.
Yeah, no, right. Because we introduced them to Chuck E. Cheese like 3 months ago, maybe.
Let us go.
We took them to the doctor.
Yes.
And I raised Chuck E. Cheese. So I remember seeing one time, like, Chuck E. Cheese the same neighborhood, I guess.
Yeah, part of.
And I was like, oh, I wonder how far it is. And it was like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And we went, and they are obsessed.
Like, it's the cutest thing in the world. So they go, and they love going, like, on all the rides and stuff. And it's great because it's free to get in.
Yeah.
And you pay for whatever you want to do.
Yeah, you pay to play whatever games you want.
But they are the perfect age right now where we can go to, they can enjoy all these places, but they still don't really care to actually play the games or have the rides, like, move.
Yeah.
They want it, like, but if they don't get it, they don't care. Even if we had a card and which we do at times, we do get it.
Yeah.
But even if we did swipe and turn on the ride, they get off of it halfway
and like,
through.
And, like, yeah, they have a 10, 15 second and they want to move on to the next one.
Right.
So they're just jumping on and off all the rides and pressing the buttons and they're happy doing that. And now, it wasn't like this back in the day, but now at Chuck E. Cheese, Chuck E. comes out every hour. On the half hour, which is kind of weird. It should be every hour on the hour.
Right.
But it's 2:30, 3:30, 4:30, 5:30, 6:30. He comes out and he dances to the song that we played in the beginning.
And when I tell you, all members of this family know every word to that song. Because it is played constantly.
And they know the words and the dance steps.
It's the cutest thing in the world, though. Yeah. We might have to post that.
We should.
Like, it's funny.
We should.
It's just funny, too, because, like, they do the... I can't... Like, the dance that he does, they do it, but they... Like, the guy who plays Chuck E. Cheese, they do, like, his little sidestep, too, with it. And it's just... It's funny. Yeah. And it's funny to think, like, I like Chuck E. Cheese as a kid, but they're, like, obsessed. But we had the animatronic...
Right.
Creepy
on
figures.
On stage, yeah.
They don't have those anymore. They took them all away.
Yeah. And now they have like a light up dance floor with a screen. Like a, yeah, it's a screen dance floor. And he comes out every hour to do the dance. And then there's a song they play and it's like 5 minutes.
Oh,
and
yes.
And the girls lose their minds. They lose their minds. So anybody who wants to come Chuck E. Cheese with us, we're there on a weekly basis.
Yes. They literally know us there now.
Yeah.
The one we go to.
Come at us, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. You want to hear the second story?
Go.
All right. So you're going to know the story as well because you were there for it too.
Okay.
And when I say it, Disney on Ice.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So wait, before you tell the story.
Okay.
I just want to point out that I know everyone says like, oh my, well, not everyone. Actually, yeah, not everyone. But when I tell you Greg, if you know Greg, you know that when he does things, he gives everything. Like he's 100% on whatever he's going into. When we did Haunted Houses, he's like, I'm doing this to the fullest with
the podcast.
I'm literally in the hospital. Like I almost had a stroke yesterday, Greg. Do we really need to record an episode when Winnie the Pooh, look at Winnie the Pooh. You look what you made that. When he became a dad, he went 150% of what he needs to do.
Listen, like, man,
you are very good at being a dad. And I'm not even talking about like helping me because you are that way too. But I'm just talking about like, you're so fun. Like my dad was fun and stuff, but you're like a kid, but you're not. Like it's crazy. And sometimes you're too much. Like I'm just like, can you stop being so good? Like it's exhausting.
Well, I gotta be on their level.
Okay. And I'm not even trying to say this. Like I know this sounds like I'm like, oh my God, you're the best. Like I'm not even saying it like that. Listen to the story and then I'll go back to this. Go.
Okay, so obviously the girls love Disney and they had Disney on Ice at the Prudential Center in New Jersey, and it was like 45 minutes from my house. And it was a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Right.
So 4 days, and each day had three shows. So it was 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m.
Which is crazy.
And
the money they make.
I know, right? But we're like, all right, well, we obviously have to go. The girls love it. It's 45 minutes from us. Let's go. So we go online, buy tickets. And we went to the Friday night 7 p.m. show. Like, all right, well, I get home from work and we'll get ready and we'll go to the show. So we go out there and we get there, what, like 6 o'clock or whatever, an hour before, walking around this, that. Get to our seats. Show starts at 7 and it's like 45 minutes, then an intermission. And then now it's like 8 o'clock and the second act starts, second half. And at this point, they're starting to get a little
like
bit tired.
Yeah, like,
you know, it's
they're
like...
They're not at the cranky, they're not at the delirious yet. They're kind of just like staring, like
yeah,
zoned
like
out.
Yeah, like zoned out by the time it's like 8:15, 8:20. So...
Oh, and let's just tell everybody that our kids don't go to sleep till like 9:30.
we'll get to
that in a minute.
You're used to 9:30 bedtime, but at this point it's like 8:20 and they're kind of like zoning out. So there was a part, Raya?
I think.
Right, yeah. It's like a brand new movie. The girls don't know it yet.
Right.
They're not really into it, but they had like Toy Story and they had...
Right. Yeah, Frozen.
Frozen and Beauty and the Beast and all the stuff that they love.
Right.
But then this Raya part comes on and they don't really know it. And I'm like, well, Alex, like before...
Well, also, one of the girls went to the bathroom.
Yeah. So, and I was like, before she like falls asleep and, it, you know, like... Why don't you run now and change her real
while
quick?
While it's something that they don't really
know. Yeah, because they're not really into this movie. It's brand new. They didn't see it yet. So I'm like, why don't you run and change her quick? And, you know, this way, when the show ends, if she falls asleep, it's fine.
Yeah.
So you go, take her to the bathroom, go to change her. 10 seconds later, this Raya part ends and the finale comes.
Like, okay, so this finale, the Cinderella castle rolls out.
On the ice, yeah.
Tinkerbell's flying
and we're
it.
Like, and we're also like 7 rows from the ice.
We're
like
we were pretty
really
close.
Yeah.
We had like tickets were like randomly not so bad.
Well, because we bought them like an hour before the show.
Right. Yeah. It was kind of like, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
We do that with a lot of things.
Yes.
We also did it with
Whippy. Yeah, that'll be my third story.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. So anyway.
And that's very recent.
Yeah. So every character in the show, and there were probably like 50 characters.
Yeah.
Aladdin and Genie and Jasmine and
Mickey,
Donald.
Minnie,
and
all the, yeah.
Every character comes out. They're all on the ice. The castle rolls out. And at the time, the girls loved Tinkerbell.
Yeah, they were like obsessed with her, with like flying over the castle during the fireworks.
Yeah.
They like love it.
And who comes flying across the Prudential Center? Tinkerbell.
Spreading pixie dust.
And there you are in the bathroom changing her.
No, so at this point, right after she flew over, I came walking back. And where we were sitting, there was a bathroom underneath. So I was able to watch the woman. Thank God, the security guard was like nice and she like moved us forward. I was able to watch it from like that tunnel.
Yeah. But regardless, like she missed the entire finale.
Yeah.
Or 90%
of it. Yeah, 90%.
And I was like so upset. And I was like, I cannot believe. I felt like the worst dad in the world that I sent you to
Which
go change her.
Because an hour before the
as
show.
The finale is, you know, happening. I'm like, I can't believe this. Like, why did I send her? Like, obviously, I didn't know the show was about to end in 10 minutes.
So, now fast forward.
Yeah.
To driving home that night.
Mm-hmm.
You are literally saying what you're saying now. I'm so upset. She missed it.
Yeah. I was like, I can't believe I sent you to the bathroom. Like, 10 more minutes would have been over. Obviously, like I said, if I knew it would have ended out, I'm like, well, just wait 10 minutes and
yeah, because we just didn't want, which makes sense. We didn't want the rush of people to be in the bathroom. And I don't know. It's like I'm changing her on the changing table, standing up. Like, it's, I just wanted to get it over with, you know. It was me too. It wasn't just you.
So, as we're driving home, I'm like, well, obviously we have to go back again.
And I'm like, right,
have to take her.
Like, it's fine. Like, we don't have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
And like me, listen, it's Disney. I'll go again. And our kids are, for the most part, I feel like 9 out of 10 things we do with them, they're pretty well behaved.
Yeah, yeah.
When it comes to being their age. You know, obviously they're crazy, but when you think of 2-year-olds, they're good. You know, they definitely get restless, but they're good. Like, they're not like, they don't scream. They don't go nuts. Like, they're pretty good. It's not even like, oh, well, it was something I didn't care for. Like, it's Disney. Of course I want to go. But it's like to do it all over again just because she missed literally a minute.
It was Tinkerbell.
So what happened the next morning? He said, what was it, the next day or the day after?
It was a Sunday.
So he's like, I got tickets for tomorrow. We're going.
I was like, we're going 3 o'clock. Put them for a nap and we're going back to 3 o'clock. So we bought tickets, had to drive all the way back there, pay for the parking, whatever it was, and bought tickets
and
again
she saw Tinkerbell.
For that show. And she got to see the finale and Tinkerbell fly.
I will say, though, her reaction to Tinkerbell was cute.
Yes.
Like, she was like, oh, fly. Like, you know, like, she was excited about
and
it.
And so. It was all worth it. And I was like, it was worth every dollar we spent until we got home and realized we left.
Oh, the jacket.
Elmo and Abby Sesame Street.
No, just
Street.
Abby. It was the pink one. It was Abby.
Just one?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Either way, till we got home and we left her Abby Sesame Place, Sesame Street jacket at the Prudential Center, 45 minutes away.
Because it was chaos. Okay, so this second time we went, same thing. It was kind of like the night before, right? Mm-hmm. The day before. And you got really good tickets.
Mm-hmm.
And we got food with it, which we didn't even like realize.
No, yeah.
So we're eating and I have their diaper bag. I have the girls' drinks. I have their food. I have their jackets. I have our jackets. I have their hats. It was right before like the holidays.
Yeah. Yep.
And so I had a million things. So we're walking out. I think you had them. I had everything else.
Whatever it was. And we were parked like in the parking garage. So we didn't have to like walk totally outside. It was outside, but within the parking garage.
I shouldn't even brought their jackets.
And we got home and realized her jacket.
Yeah.
When
I was like putting everything away, I'm like, oh my God, only the Elmo one's here.
So now I take a third trip back. And I did it.
I email. They say, yes, we have it here. You go all the way back to get it, and they say, it's not here.
Yeah, and I had to fight with security, and I had to call all these different departments.
Yeah, and then out of nowhere, they're like, oh, yeah, here it is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was crazy.
And it was rush hour traffic. It took over an hour to get there, almost an hour to get back home, and all that because I said, go change her during the finale of Tinkerbell.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so that's what
being a dad is. You know what, though? No, that's not what being a dad. I mean, I'm glad. I wouldn't change you for the world. Yeah. Because you also, at times when the house is a disaster, or if I just need, like, as Bluey's mom says, I need 20 minutes where nobody talks to me. You give me that with no questions asked. Like, if I need, like, to just decompress, you're like, yep, okay. And you take them we have an aquarium right by our house, like, what, 15 minutes away? You'll take them, and I don't have to, like, not that I would worry, but, you know, I don't have to, like, I know mm-hmm. they're good with you and that you're good. And you'll take them and come back and, yeah.
And then after the aquarium, we always go to Bob's for free ice cream.
Of course.
In the Bob's furniture store.
Yeah. Which we actually have some in the freezer right now. Yeah.
They actually know us there by now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the manager was talking to us. He found it funny. He was laughing. He's like, yeah. So you guys come back anytime you want. I'm like, all right.
Remember you said that?
You said it.
He's fired.
Yeah, no, we don't go so much, but we do go. Yeah. I'd say like once a month I'll take them there. I don't know if that's a lot. But
to Bob's? Not Bob's. Maybe the aquarium, but I don't know if you go to Bob's every single
No, maybe not. Yeah, I don't go to Bob's every time.
It's just become like a thing. Yeah, Bob's with you. Well, it's always been a thing, but like like a tradition thingy that you have to do with them.
Yeah.
But
but it is funny also, you get it a lot too when we're out with them. And if we're like separated for whatever reason, like in a store or whatever, and somebody will see one of the girls and like, oh, she's so cute. And then like 5 seconds later, the other one comes around the corner. And
oh my God, there's two.
Yeah, it's funny. Yeah. So yeah.
And now they're at the point where they're just like, hi. And they're cool. They're funny.
And they have their own language. I'm sure all kids do. But
But now they like they'll say things. I'm like, oh my God, you hear what they're talking about? Like you can actually understand them now. There's certain words though, you'll be like, what the heck did she just say? And I'm like, oh, she said that she wants blueberries and then she wants to sit down and watch it. Like, it's funny the words that they say a certain way and people are like, what the hell did they just say? And we just understand it.
Right. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah. Anything else you had on
your... Oh, well, their bedtime. Bedtime. Actually, nap time today was fantastic. They went to sleep, no problem. But I don't know if this is everybody and I don't think it is. Bedtime is... brutal.
Yeah, it's not brutal. I would think at this age, a lot of times. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe not.
Well, our kids go to sleep late, and I'm actually okay with it. Like, I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Because they sleep okay. Mm-hmm. To me, it's like, and they wake up. They don't wake up too early, so they do get the full whatever sleep. It's like the hour before bedtime. Witching hour? Is it still called that at this age? I don't know. But they go, and they're good. Like, they're funny. It's actually very funny when they start going crazy and they wrestle. They literally tackle each other. They give each other chokeholds. Like, they're out of their minds. But they just are so impossible to be like, all right, can we just, like, sit down and watch something and, like, kind of chill out?
And they definitely make us live all the time. Not this specific song, but this situation of the Kangaroo song and Big Daddy.
Oh my gosh, I saw it was like a meme or whatever, and it was like, I understand how Adam Sandler felt in the scene of Big Daddy, whatever.
Oh my goodness.
And I'm like, I've said it, I've done it, like maybe not screamed to that extent, but I've literally been like, okay, go sit down, I'm coming, like calm down. I get it. There's so many things where I'm like, it's funny too to think back when before we had kids, and I'd be like, I'm so exhausted. I would kill to have that exhaustion now.
And then also, like, I'm sure I keep saying, like, I'm sure every kid out there, but they'll throw temper tantrums like, no, you can't put these scissors in the outlet.
Please. And there'll be times I'll text you, like, you'll be at work and I'll text you and I'll send you a picture or whatever it is. And I'm like, today one of our girls went bananas because I didn't put on the right episode of Bluey, which this is actually not to that extent, because they do that too with like, no, you can't hold the scissors and run, or, you know, no, you can't drink the paint that you're playing with. No, you can't. Sorry.
Right.
Oh, you want to put your hands in the oven while it's on? No, sorry, you can't. But she wanted a specific episode and I had no idea what she wanted. I had no idea what season it was in. There's about 300 episodes of Bluey. And I'm like, they're 7 minutes long. Do I go through them all? Like, what do I do? And then she finally told me it was the Easter one. And that made it a little easier. Yeah.
And then for Christmas, we bought them like a $150 train table.
What a waste.
And I spent...
No, you bought that. That was you. Another movie, we have to do it. They like it at the library.
They wanted a train set. They told me.
They didn't.
And then I spent like 3 hours the night before assembling this thing on Christmas Eve. And it's like a 60-piece train track with bridges and tunnels, and I'm like building it all, and
he built the whole track supposed to be.
Literally, like
within seconds, destroyed.
Oh my goodness!
Not destroyed, but you know, broken down.
Yeah, Godzilla. Bring them in the room to see it, and they just tore that train track apart. I'm like, all right, I'm
and
done.
And then all we hear now, you have no idea, Greg. You have no idea.
What, they slam the pieces?
Yes, the drums that they've made it. They just take the wooden track and they just pointless. Yeah. They don't even make music. They just bang.
But after they tore apart the entire city that I built, I walk around like, yeah, I'm done with that. 5 seconds later, I walk back in, they're standing on top of the table. I'm like, girls, this is not what a train set is for.
It's funny how, like, we do things. Like, even Easter, right? This is the first Easter where it's like, oh, they're going to really know, like, hunting for the eggs. And we're going to, you know, they're going to get a basket and all this stuff. And I'm like, I can't wait. They're going to love the toys they're getting. Like, it's going to be so much fun. They're not even going to, they're going to play with it for a second and be over it. And I get so excited just to have, like, it crushed. But I don't care. I would do it 1,000 times. Our kids, you know, they don't even know or remember. But if you go back to the episode when I was pregnant with them, it was crazy. One of them almost wasn't. So just the fact that they're here and healthy and hysterical and make us laugh daily, they deserve the world. And they're not spoiled, but they are.
I mean, we make sure they make sure that we do everything we can with them. And
they also appreciate it. They know when we say, okay, like, it's time to go, they're like, okay. And they go, you know, again, 9 times out of 10.
Right.
They know, okay, we're going to be back. We're going to have more fun. We have fun at home. Like, they get it.
Yeah, yeah. And we definitely expose them to, like, as much as we can at an early age. So this way, I don't know, I always feel like, and I say it shapes them of who they are.
Yes. Oh, so. Yes. I'm glad. I think I said this on the Disney episode, the toddler one, but so many people are like, oh my God, you're going to bring them. And people online say it too, not to me specifically.
I hate that, by the way.
In general. What?
Just people, when you say, oh, online, they said
me too. I know.
I hate it.
I always am like, look how dumb people are. I hate when people have any opinion, even if I agree with it. I hate it. It's like, shut up. If someone, I guess don't post anything, but people always have to have some kind of like negative.
I don't want to get on that.
You started it.
I'm just saying.
But people are like, oh, don't bring your kids to Disney when they're too young. Like, they're not even going to remember it. It's like, one, you will. You'll have the memories. You'll have the experiences. It's for you too. Like, don't forget, like, you can do things for yourself with your family and your kids. But then also it does, like you said, it shapes them. Since we went to Disney in August, they've just been like, Disney made them like in a good way, like a little different.
Mm-hmm.
And it like grew them to like certain things and do certain things and, you know, just.
But it doesn't have to be Disney. Listen, a lot of people, you know, are.
Oh, well, whatever.
Get to Disney, but we would go to, Sesame Place and Chuck E. Cheese, and they see these characters and they run up to them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other babies, when we go to Chuck E. Cheese and other kids, they see when they, and they cry.
Yeah.
And our girls are so accustomed to seeing characters. They run right up to them and hug them and give them 5. It doesn't have to be Disney. It could be any.
Well, no, I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. I'm just saying,
don't bring
your
kids to Disney because it's expensive. But that's actually more of a reason to bring them when they're young because they're free.
There you go.
3 and under. They're
exactly.
Free. So that's why we're getting them there before they turn 3.
Yep. But, all right. I do want to say my last story and then you can kind of wrap up with what you want. But you mentioned before, there's a YouTuber, Blippi, and the girls have been obsessed with him for a while.
They were, since like last summer.
Yeah, and I think Bluey kind of took over a little bit of Blippi, but they still
they
love
do.
Blippi.
They watched him a bunch today.
Yeah, and Blippi was on tour and impersonated Blippi.
Yeah, it's not the real one. Don't get me started on that.
No, it's not the real one, and it's not the
fake real one.
The fake one who took over for the real one. It's even a fake one. Yep. It's third in line.
Real quick. Can I just say today that it was on and it was the real Blippi, like the OG Blippi.
Okay. The one who created it.
And there was a part, they're like in one of those play like structures, whatever, indoors, you know, slide and ball pit. And he's in it and the camera guy like crawls through something and he goes, oh, go backwards through this. He's like, watch me do it. And I was like, yeah, that's right. He can call the shots because he's the OG. Like in my head, as I watch him, I'm like, the new guy, he can't call any shots. They tell him what to do. I literally, and then as I'm washing dishes, I'm like, oh, I really need to get out. Like, I'm so like passionate about the original Blippi. It's funny.
All right. So.
Go. Sorry.
Thanks.
I had to. People get it. Listen, if you know Blippi, you understand.
Blippi is on tour right now. And actually, our buddy Ben took his son in California to see this show, and now it made its way to Staten Island, Shaolin, our hometown,
yes,
at St. George Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously we saw this get announced. We're like, all right, well, we have to bring the girls. They love Blippi. We got to go.
Yeah.
So they release tickets like $80 each.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, girls, I love you, but...
But let's see what happens.
Yeah. I mean, $320 on Blippi.
Yeah. Which here on the website, it says one and over.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like not under three, not under two. It's under one is free. Anything else. So we got to buy four tickets, like $320 for Blippi.
Yeah.
Thanks, but no thanks. We're good. We're going to have to pass on this one, girls. And we'll just go Chuck E. Cheese. You know, but...
Which they would have been fine with.
Yeah. But I'm also like, we got to bring them. We got to bring them. Yeah, so,
like, it won't be a thing for them for so long.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly, yes. And they really do love him. And they have toothbrushes of him and books
their
and puzzles.
Their rinsing cup is...
Yeah. So I'm like, as the show's getting closer, I'm like, I keep checking tickets. I'm like, will they drop? Will they drop? Mm-hmm. Not dropping.
Nope. Not even close.
No. And I'm checking StubHub and they're even more expensive and it's sky high. I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I can't spend over $300 on Blippi. Like, we just don't have it. Like, we can't. We can't afford that.
Yeah, we went to Disney on Ice twice, so we can't afford Blippi.
That was a different situation.
Right.
But it's like, no, like, we just can't. And then we got to drive there, and then we got to park. And, you know, it's going to be a $400 day just to see Blippi. Like, that's insane. So now it's getting real close to the show. It was on a Sunday, and I'm like, all weekend, I'm like checking stuff up. Like, come on, somebody be stuck with tickets and drop them you know, $40 each, whatever, half price. Nothing. Nobody's dropping it. So I'm like, I don't know what to do. Now I wake up Sunday. I'm up at like 7 a.m. checking Craigslist, checking StubHub.
This is what he does.
I'm like, we got to, like, what are we going to do? Just not go. It's crazy. So I have a friend who works security there.
Right.
And I never want to reach out and ask somebody, oh, can you get me free tickets? Like, I don't know. I don't like doing that.
Yeah.
So I text him like, listen, here's the deal. My girls love Blippi. Like, I want to buy tickets.
Right.
Like, can you get cheaper tickets?
Right. Maybe they get a discount.
And I sent him like Ticketmaster. I was like, look how many available seats are still on Ticketmaster. Like, can you talk to somebody there and be like, hey, listen, like, my buddy wants to come with his wife and kids and they'll buy tickets, but like, are there cheaper tickets, discounted, this, that? And this is like 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
I reach out to him and it starts at 4. And he's like, all right, when I get to work, I'll see what I can do, this, that. So he gets to work at like 2 o'clock. He's sending me pictures of the tour bus of Blippi and all this stuff. And I'm like, all right, that's great, but don't show me this if I'm not going. You know, like, I don't want to see it.
If it was a real Blippi.
I know. And like 2 o'clock comes, like, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, they said there's nothing they can do. Like, you know, like, Blippi's in charge as well with ticket sales and like, they just can't do anything. I'm like, all right. I was like, well, if anything changed, let me know. Mm. So at this point, I'm like, we just, you know, we're going to have to skip this.
Right.
So I'm kind of talking back and forth. He's like, oh, yeah, like, I see this on stage. And he's like, send me pictures. I'm like, oh, great. But I really don't want to see it if I don't want to go. But thanks anyway. Yeah. So then 3 o'clock comes and he said.
It was a little before 3 o'clock.
A little before three. All right.
Yeah, because I remember we got out by three.
Okay. So it was like 2:45.
Spoiler alert.
Whatever. And he's like, all right, here's the deal. I can get you $50 tickets.
Yeah.
But you have to let me know right now.
Like, literally. Like, I was there when you were like texting.
Yeah.
He was like, come on, can you? We're like, okay,
he's like,
sure.
I need to know right now, $50 tickets. I'm like, do it. Let's go. Alex, get the girls.
So I had to wake them up from their nap.
Yeah. I was like, get them out of the house. Like, we have an hour to get there. Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
So you wake them up, getting them ready, and, you know, within 10 minutes.
Of course. This is another thing with kids and toddlers. Of course, we're about to get out the door, and what happens? One of them go to the bathroom. I'm like,
yeah.
So that's go back, you know.
Yeah. So that makes us more late. So it's like, right around 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
we're pretty much an hour away from St. George Theater.
It's like, yeah.
With parking maybe, and everything. Maybe 50 too. Minutes.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, like, let's go. We throw them in the car, drive. Let's get there. We have to go there. We have to park. We have to walk. We have to meet my friend for the tickets that work there. And we have to get in, get to our seats by 4 o'clock.
Right.
So I say, let's go. Let's drive.
I forgot about one detail in this. I just remember.
Cross the bridge. Driving
West Shore Expressway.
What do I see? Cop.
On a turn.
A cop throws his sirens on, pulls us over.
Yeah.
$203 later, 6 points on my license.
So there goes the
speeding ticket.
There goes the, it's not funny. There goes the money we saved.
Got a speeding ticket.
Yeah.
Driving to Blippi to get these girls there on time.
And then the cop after, he goes, you know, you guys are very respectful. Like, it was almost like he wanted to be like, my bad.
Yeah.
Like, maybe I shouldn't, like.
Yeah, maybe I should have cut you guys a break.
Yeah, he was, like, he wanted to say something.
Yeah.
After, but.
I'm like, yeah, thanks for all this. Like, 203 bucks on
listen,
a ticket and
listen,
6 points for my license.
You can't, you were wrong, you know, like, what are you going
to
do?
I mean, listen, I have to say, I was driving over the speed limit, but it wasn't like we were going 90, 95 miles an hour.
You were still going over the speed
limit. I know, I understand. But it wasn't like aggressive, reckless.
No.
In and out of lane.
What was crazy
traffic.
Is like after we were done and we left, we're driving on the Staten Island Expressway. And what do we see? These idiots, the freaking racing cars or whatever
yeah.
the hell, sports cars, in and out of freaking traffic, speeding in and out of traffic.
They never get pulled
no,
over.
No, ever.
Anyway, can I finish the story?
Yeah, go, sorry.
So, yes, but they never get tickets. I do all the time for ridiculous stuff. Not that this is ridiculous. I had to say, like, we were going over the speed limit. We would not. I was not like flying.
Yeah, make sure you say I, not we.
Yeah. So.
No, but.
Anyway, so after I get pulled over and the guy gives the ticket, the summons, and over $200, all that stuff, we drive, we park, we get St. George Theater like 3:45.
Uh-huh.
We walk up the hill.
Oh my God, that freaking hill.
Yeah.
Remind me of.
Get our tickets, get through security, sit in our seats, 3:55. I'm like, ugh.
Couldn't breathe.
All right.
Sweat.
We made it. Whatever. I got the ticket. It's fine.
Like, it is what it is. What are we going to do?
It starts in 5 minutes. The girls better love this show. Wait the 5 minutes.
4:01.
What happens? Announcement comes on. The show is delayed 20 minutes. Glippy will be on at 4:20.
God.
All that rushing.
Yo, when I tell you.
For nothing.
Every minute that went by, you were like, this is the worst.
It was the worst 20 minutes of my life. Sitting there. From 4 to 4:20, just holding the summons in my hand, just looking down at this ticket for 20 minutes.
You did not have the ticket in your hand.
I had it in my hand. I had it.
For.
I had it.
Okay.
And I wanted to fight Blippi right then and there.
I mean, realistically.
I wanted to fight him.
And then it was funny. They actually came on F whatever 4:20. And they're singing their first songs and stuff like that. And the freaking microphone's cutting out.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, 20 minutes late. You better have everything
yep.
in tip-top
and
shape.
And then the first act was 30 minutes. Then a 20-minute intermission. Then the second act was 30 minutes.
An hour. All that money.
It was an hour performance.
It's crazy. I get it. Like, kids that age can't sit long. And like,
but
I don't know, though. Kids were, like, dancing. And they were loving
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, they were into it. But all that. And I got a ticket. And it was a 20-minute delay anyway.
And the best part is when you get pulled over, the cop comes up, and the girls are just, they don't even care.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there like, they don't say what, a lot of the times one of them will be like, what happened?
What happened, Mom?
What happened? What
Nope. Okay. Everything okay?
You okay? What happened?
Not this time.
Nope. They didn't care.
They're like, nope, you're on your own in this one.
Yeah. Should have just been speeding, Dad.
I know. But yeah. So that's my third story.
Yeah.
The Sesame Place Tunnel, the Disney on Ice. The Tinkerbell part.
The moral of the story is he's a great dad, but sometimes he just does too much.
Well, pretty much if we just stay home and do nothing, none of these stories would happen. None of them.
But then the girls won't.
I know.
Enjoy life the way they do.
All right. Well, we're at like 50 minutes now. So
yeah, we are.
Anything else you want to touch upon?
Well, as crazy as it is, I wouldn't trade it for the world.
No, it is the greatest thing. Yeah. And they are a lot of fun. They make us laugh every single day.
Oh, all day, every day.
They really do.
I really wouldn't trade it, even on my worst day.
I know.
You know, they have their days where I'm like, I'll text you, I'll be like, Greg, oh my God, like, today's a bad one. They'll just be fighting all day, or they'll be, you know, getting hurt, and it'll just be like a crazy day. And still, at the end of the day, I'm like, wouldn't trade it for anything.
Nah, I know.
They are the best. And they have each other. Like, it's just, it's one of those things where it's hard to explain if you just know.
Yeah. Like, and it's funny, like, as much like we need a night out when
if we
do get out,
time.
Yeah, we're just talking about them the whole time.
I'm looking at pictures. Like,
I know.
It is nice, though. That's one thing I'll say for parents, or maybe even for parents or people who are becoming parents. Make sure you get, like, sanity time.
Yeah.
Like, get out, like, every once in a while, even if you can't do it all the time. We have, you know, we're lucky enough where we can get your parents here to, like, watch the girls every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And we can go and go to a concert.
Yeah, I'd say like once a month we try
to
like do something. Sometimes it's every other month.
Yeah, but still,
you know,
we try to
plan something just to, like you said, like a concert, just something fun that we enjoy. And
yeah.
Although we brought the girls to many concerts with us, so.
I love that too.
Yeah, uh-huh.
It depends on the concert. Like, yeah. If it's one that we want to be in.
Well, they are going to go see Limp Bizkit this summer.
I can't wait. But it's they perfect. Are. PNC.
Yeah.
What are we really going to do?
For sure. And they're going to dress up as Rolling Girls. And
yes, they are.
They're going. So we're going to get a picture of them with Fred. It's happening.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, it's happening. So we'll post that when the concert comes around.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else? I know there's a lot more.
Oh, I'm
but,
sure.
Yeah.
I could have a whole episode on Bluey.
All right. Well, we can do that. Never.
But, oh, no. Yeah.
No, we can't.
People would listen. That would be one of the top.
It probably
listen,
would. You're
I'm
right.
telling you.
You're right.
You don't
I believe
know.
It. No,
no,
I believe it.
No, you don't know. You don't know the audience out there. Adult audience that loves Bluey. It's crazy. It, you know, like, it literally is crazy. Like, there's people that are crazy.
Yeah, you.
I know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. I'll literally yell at you. I'll be like, Greg, it's 7 minutes. Can you just watch this episode? It's so good.
All right, final thing. Okay. And then we're cutting it. It has to do with pertaining to Bluey, but the chess episode.
Come on, though.
And I took the guy out. In chess, in the Woodbridge Mall.
We were in the Woodbridge Mall. That's where the aquarium is that we go.
Yeah.
And it was closed. So we're just
the
walking around.
The aquarium was closed. Not the mall, the aquarium.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. We're in the mall.
Okay.
And we're walking around. They're like, I guess, I don't know. They didn't always have this, but now they have like random things for like you to do in the, not halls, but like in the walkways of the mall.
Yeah. Like in
and
between
they have like
stores,
hopscotch like, yeah. like on the ground by the Easter Bunny. And then you go down a little bit more and there's like a giant chess board and it's like,
it's like life-size pieces.
Life-size, like the girls. It's like their size.
Yeah.
And, you know, you move it and stuff. So we're there. We're just going to let the girls, like, play with them and move them around and stuff. And then another family came. And the dad was like, oh, do you want to play? And at first I was like, oh, like, it's okay. Like, you can. There's, and he's like, no, like, do you want? And then so you and him ended up playing a game.
Yeah. And him and his wife and his son were double and triple teaming.
Yeah, and I have no idea how to play. Like, you do not want me to play chess. I mean, you want to play against me
because
you'll win every time, but no idea what I'm doing. So you were playing, and it's funny because there's no way he thought, oh, this guy can play chess.
I'll tell you this. If people were like watching and betting,
they would have bet on
not
him.
One person would have bet on me
no.
to beat this guy in chess.
I mean, look at you.
I mean, yeah, I'm a chump. What more is there to say?
No, you're a hustler. That's what you are. Yeah. You hustle people.
And I set him up, and within like 20 moves...
Mm-hmm. It wasn't very long.
No, it was like a 20-move game. Mm-hmm. And I was setting him up for like 4 moves in a row at one point, and he fell right into a trap.
And then he
took the bait.
And he goes, okay, I think you win. And he they were very nice family.
Yeah, they were. But him and his wife, I think they were kind of arguing a little bit. They were. I'm not kidding. They were kind of arguing. I think the wife was a little upset.
Well, at one point, he was like, just let me look.
Yeah,
let me look.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And the son was trying to help him, and I sent him off crying. I mean, he wasn't, like, physically crying, but in the inside, he was crying.
Inside. Him and his wife got it. They probably got a divorce.
No. Yeah. But I whooped him.
Yeah, you
him
did.
In the chest.
You did. Yeah. So. And the girls clapped at the end.
Yeah.
It was funny. But
all right, that's it. I'm cutting it here because we're going to keep going on if not.
Okay.
And we could do another episode, you know, follow up. Not next week, but, you know, at some point.
Yeah. After Disney.
Yeah, after Disney.
Because we're going to do,
one, so.
You know.
Yeah, but we're approaching an hour here and we're... Spoiler alert, we're recording this Thursday night at 11:30 p.m. and this comes out Friday, so I have a couple of hours to edit this.
Yeah, and you so. Work, so you have yeah. now and then your lunch.
Yeah,
and then
that's about it. Yeah. So, all right, so that's it. We're going to end it here so we can get this episode out, and that's that. Hit us up. Thank you for listening. By the way, Neil hit us up. So what's up, Neil?
Yeah, hey.
Yeah, we've been talking a little bit. And then Zach sent us something about Limp Bizkit.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm loving, real quick, totally off topic of this episode, but whatever. I'm loving that all of these, not sites, but all these pages and, you know, Barstool Sports and all this mm-hmm. stuff, they're all posting about how Limp Bizkit is like still huge. Like, yeah, hello.
Yeah,
welcome to the world. Like,
yeah, they play.
People sleep on him
in front of 100,000 people, and the crowd was going
nuts,
bananas.
Like you would have thought it was the 90s.
Yeah, really.
That's crazy.
So you could look that up real easy. Just Google Limp Bizkit
right now. Yeah, it's
So yeah. So all right, and then Arturo hit us up at our last random episode.
Yeah.
So
glad people like
we
that.
Had some good feedback on that. And speaking of Arturo, one of the coolest things about having the kids also is that. They pick up everything that we do, and they're always watching us and always learning from us. And anything we do, it's like, where'd you learn that? And it's like, oh, from us.
Yeah.
And actually, Darlene posted a video maybe like a month ago or whatever, and they were all going for a walk, and there was a leaf on the floor. I don't know if you saw this. Mm-hmm. And his kid kicked a leaf to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And she had Ator always did that to like clear the path of people walking. And it's funny that, like, yeah, just the kids pick up on our, you know.
And the little things, too. Like, that's such a small little, like, mannerism or whatever.
So his son saw Ator doing that, and he did it, too. And it's, like,
so funny.
So funny that they just watch and learn from us everything we do. Yes,
everything. It's kind of like when we hit, like, if it's, like, touch screens in a store or, like, to order something, we kind of use the back of our hand.
So we don't have to
get our fingertips to, you know, try to get the germs off. The girls will do that.
They use their knuckles. And yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
And the first time they did it, we were like, oh my God. Like, we didn't even realize that they catch on to that.
They watch everything we do and learn from us. So it's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, he was actually surprised. He's like, you never heard of rom-com before?
Right? See? You try to act. See, you say things and you're like, oh, you're weird. I'm not weird. You're the weird one.
So thank you all for listening. Once again, I am Greg, a.k.a. Crazy Greg, a.k.a. Pooh Bear.
And I am Alex.
Yeah, for...
Mom, no. Mom!
Yeah. Dad. And then they take turns of who's Bluey and who's Bingo.
Yes. I love that. That's funny, too. So it'll be, like, different days. Like, they're just, oh, today I'm Bluey, today I'm Bingo. And it's cute.
You're like, who are you? Bingo. Who are you? Bluey.
Yeah. Okay.
So.
And it is funny because even though they're twins of the same age, like one of them kind of is like the older protective one. It's funny. And she's older.
She actually called you Alex yesterday for the first time.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
She like heard the name Alex.
Yeah. And she said, Mom?
Yeah. She was like, Mom, Alex. I'm like, what? Excuse me? So she calls you Greg all the time.
She all the time for like a year.
Like I'll yell to you. I'll be like, Greg. Oh, I come in here. I want to show you some. And she'd be like, Greg.
Yeah.
Greg, come in here. Come here. It's funny.
But
they're my mini-me's.
All right. Hit us up. Let us know. We love hearing from you guys.
Yeah.
Like we said, every time we get a message or a text out and we show each other, you know, all that. And then Janelle reached out too. We were talking to her a bit.
Yes.
So it's nice hearing from you guys. Love it. Yes. And that's it. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode, as always. Mm-hmm. We do have, I think, 2-3 more interviews still lined up. So we'll get to those. And other than that, we're always willing to talk about anything you guys want.
Yes.
So let us know, because anything goes.
That's right.
With Greg and Alex.
Just like The Rock said, anything goes.
Yeah, for WrestleMania. All right. Well, thank you all. We appreciate it. Hope you enjoyed this one. And until next week, be good, be crazy, and we'll see you real soon.
Bye.
Hey, Alex.
Yeah?
Tell these fine-looking people where they can find us.
Well, they could find us on Instagram at AnythingGoesPodNY, on Twitter at AnythingGoesNY, and shoot us an email at agpodny@gmail.com.
That's right. And y'all can listen to all of our episodes on any streaming platform where podcasts can be found. Remember to subscribe, rate, and review. Because anything goes with Greg and Alex.
Phone home, phone home, phone home!
Thanks for listening to the Anything Goes podcast with Greg and Alex. See you real soon, suckers.